我们看希伯来书第十三章。
Today we'll come and look into chapter 13 of Book of Hebrews.
我们先要念第十节到第十五节。
Let's read together verses 10 through 15.
这五节的圣经呢，是在这一章圣经里面最重要的。
These five verses are most important verses in this chapter.
如果我们了解这五节圣经，我们就能了解这一章的圣经。
If we understand these five verses, we'll understand the whole chapter.
好，我们一起来念，预备。
Let's read it together.
来，我们有一祭坛，上面祭物是那些在帐幕中供职的人不可同吃的。原来牲畜的血被大祭司带入圣所做赎罪祭。牲畜的身子被烧在营外，所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦。这样我们也当出到营外，救了他去，忍受他所受的凌辱。我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。我们靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人的最真的果子。我们再念一处圣经，在哥林多前书
Let's read together.
十三章第八节
Chapter 13 verse 8
First Corinthians。好，我们也是一起来念。
爱
是永不止息，先知讲道之能终必归于无有，说方言之能终必停止，知识也必立而已。这一节圣经让我们看见先知讲道之能终必归于无有。
The prophecies, they will be rendered useless.
说方言也有一天要停止。
Time it will be ceased.
知识有一天也要停止。
The knowledge will be rendered useless.
但是爱却是永不止息。
But the love never falls away.
我们在地上，我们注意力很容易都集中在刚才所讲的那几样恩赐的上面。
Many times our lives were very easy to center on all those other gifts.
如果有人有一个先知讲到的那个恩赐的话，我们众人都集中在他那里。
If a certain person he has a gift of speaking the prophesying。
或者有一个人他有这个方言的恩赐，我们众人都非常的羡慕。
Or another person have a ability of speaking tongue, we all admire him, center on him。
或者有人他有一个知识，能够把奥秘的事告诉我们。
Or he have a knowledge to tell us the mystery of the word.
那我们就看见就会有一些人来跟随这个人。
We can see a lot of people will follow them.
属灵的恩赐是很重要的。
The spiritual gift is very important.
所以保罗也告诉我们，我们应该要来切切的来羡慕属灵的恩赐。
So Paul tells us we need to desire honestly these gifts.
因为没有属灵的恩赐，就没有属灵的工作。
If there is no spiritual gift, there is no work of the spirit.
因为属灵的工作不是靠那个人肉身的那个能力来完成的。
The spiritual work is not cannot be accomplished by our flesh.
但是属灵的恩赐却是要过去。
But the spiritual gift will pass away.
那为什么这个爱不会过去呢？
But why the love will not pass away?
因为这个爱乃是属灵生命的一部分。
Because love is part of the spiritual life.
这个生命是永远不会过去。
This life will not pass away.
我们要小心一件事。
We need to pay attention to one thing.
就是这个恩赐不能代替那个生命。
The gift cannot replace life.
Cannot be substituted.
Cannot substitute life.
我们要追求恩赐。
We need to pursue gifts.
但是我们更需要有生命。
But even more, we need life. Pursue life.
如果有了恩赐而没有生命的话，这个人还是一个可怜的人。
If we only have the gifts but we don't have life, we're still very pitiful.
很简单的一个例子，我们都知道参孙。
For a simple example, we know Samson.
参孙是一个很有恩赐的人。
Samson is a person with full of gifts.
但是他是一个没有生命的人。
But he doesn't have the life, this kind of life.
旧约里面的扫罗也是这样的一个人。
In the Old Testament, Saul is also this kind of person.
扫罗有方言的恩赐。
He has the ability of speaking tongues.
但是他却没有生命。
But he doesn't have life.
反过来，我们也看到有一些人没有明显的恩赐。
On the contrary, we can also see some person they don't have an obvious gift.
在伯大尼有一个姊妹叫玛利亚。
In Bethany, there's a sister called Mary.
圣经上没有告诉我们她有任何明显的恩赐。
In the word, we cannot see she have any obvious gift.
但是这个人充满了爱的生命。
But she is full of love of life.
所以主耶稣说，你们将来传福音，不论传到什么地方，都要提到这个玛利亚。
The Lord even say, no matter where you preach the gospel, you have mentioned this name, Mary, Mary, and say the thing she did.
这不是很奇怪的一件事吗？
Is it very strange?
为什么主耶稣没有说你们传福音的时候要讲保罗呢？
How come the Lord didn't say when you preach the gospel you have to mention Paul?
神也没有说你们传福音的时候要讲彼得呢？
Or mention Peter?
神也没有说你们传福音的时候要讲到其他的使徒呢？
Or he didn't tell them to mention other apostles' name or disciples' name while preaching the gospel.
单单提到玛利亚和她所做的事。
Only mention Mary and the things she did.
因为玛利亚和他所做的事代表一个爱的生命。
Because Mary and the things she did for the Lord is a matter of love.
许多的弟兄姊妹常常讲，在旧约里面，我们好像比较不大看到神的爱。
Brother and sister often mention in the Old Testament, sometimes we didn't see the love so much.
我们在新约里面看到很多地方讲到神的爱。
In the Old Testament, we see the love a lot.
但是你们记得有一个人问主耶稣说，最大的诫命是哪一条呢？
Do you remember there's a person asked Lord, what's the biggest commandment? Greatest commandment?
主耶稣说乃是爱神。
That is to love the Lord.
如果你看那四条诫命，
If you look into those ten commandments,
前面的四条是讲到爱神。
The first four is to love God.
后面的六条是讲到爱人。
The last six is to love man.
所以把这十条诫命把它浓缩在一个字里面，就是讲到爱。
So when you combine all these ten together, there's love.
今天从这十三章里面，我们要来看几件事。
From the chapter 13, we can see a few things.
首先，我们要来一起思想什么是爱。
And first, we need to consider what is love, the definition of love.
然后我们要来看什么是爱的什么是来阻挡那个爱的。
What's the obstacle of love?
然后我们要来看我们怎么样来实行这个爱。
How do we apply this love and practice this love?
希伯来书十三章里面给我们一个下了一个爱的定义。
Hebrews chapter 13 gave us a definition of love.
就是在我们刚才念的那五节圣经里面。
Which is within these five verses we just read.
这个圣经里面讲到一件事。
In the word, it mentioned one thing.
讲到以色列人献赎罪祭的一个过程。
Tell us the procedure of the children of Israel, how they offer the sin offerings.
当以色列人献赎罪祭的时候，他们把那个牲畜杀了以后，那个血就洒在圣殿的里面。
When the children of Israel offer the sin offerings, they kill the cattle and then sprinkle the blood in the altar at the altar.
然后这个身体呢，这个身体就要带到那个营的外面去烧掉。
And the body of the animal has to bring outside of the camp and burn up there.
不只是带到会幕的外面，要带到营的外面。
Not only bring it out of the Tabernacle, but it need to be outside of the camp.
你想想看，以色列人有几十万人住在那里。
There are thousands, millions of Israelites living there.
所以那个牲畜的身体要从圣殿里面一直拿到最外面，超过那个营的那个疆界，再烧在最外面。
So that the body of the sacrifice we need to bring all the way outside of the tabernacle to outside of the camp.
为什么那个牲畜不能在营里面烧？
Why that sacrifice cannot be burned inside of the holy place?
因为我们众人的罪归在那个牲畜的上面。
Because all our sin is upon that sacrifice.
那个牲畜就变成不洁净。
The sacrifice lamb is unclean.
不洁净的东西不可以留在以色列人的营里。
The unclean thing cannot remain in the camp among the camp of Israel.
就像那个长大麻风的人一样。
Just that, like those lepers who has leprosy.
在以色列人的里面，如果患了大麻风，你就不可以跟以色列人住在一起，你要到营的外面去。
Among the children of Israel, if you have leprosy, you have to be separated, go outside of the camp.
所以神呢，他的神的儿子耶稣就像这个赎罪祭的牲畜一样。
So the Son of God, Lord Jesus, just like the sacrifice lamb.
原来是最圣洁的。
He was most holy one.
但是因为人的缘故，就变成不洁净。
Because of us, he became unclean.
要被带到那个营的外面去焚烧。
He has to be carried out of the camp to be burned up there.
这就是爱的定义。
This is the definition of love.
爱的定义就是离开那个营。
The definition of love is to leave, to leave the camp.
神的儿子的营是什么？
What is the camp of the Son of God?
神的儿子的营乃是父的怀。
The campof the Son of God is the bosom of the Father.
他在那个地方是好的无比的。
It is a wonderful place there.
但是为了爱人的缘故，他要离开那个 camp.
Because he loves us, he has to leave that camp.
如果他不离开他的营的话，他就不能爱我们。
If he did not leave us, he cannot love us.
这个牛需要离开那个营。
The bull.Has to leave that camp.
因为他不离开那个营呢，他就不能赎人的罪。
The sacrifice bull, if he did not leave the camp, he cannot redeem our sin.
所以什么叫离开这个营呢？
So what does that mean to leave the camp?
离开这个营就是牺牲。
To leave the camp is to be sacrificed.
牺牲就是爱的定义。
The sacrifice means it's the definition of love.
没有一个爱里面不包含这个牺牲的因素在里面。
There's no love without sacrifice.
如果你不牺牲的话，就没有真正的爱。
If you don't sacrifice yourself, there's no love there, the real love there.
所以我们读旧约的时候，我们发现呢，旧约记载的都是牺牲啊。
So when we read the Old Testament, there's a lot of records of the sacrifice.
我们读利未记，我们读出埃及记，我们读民数记，我们读生命记，我们读旧约圣经，到处都是讲到牺牲。
Yeah, in the Old Testament, Leviticus, the Deuteronomy, and a lot of places, they all mention about this sacrifice.
那个就是爱的定义。
That's the definition of love.
如果我们了解那个定义以后，我们下面就要讲，这有两个困难。
After we see this definition of love, then there's two obstacles.
有两件事情会把我们的爱夺去。
There's two things will take away our love.
特别是有信仰爱主的人，仇敌常常用这两件事来拦阻我们。
Especially when we have a desire to love the Lord, the enemies usually use these two things to try to distract us.
第一件事乃是记载在第四章的，就是讲到奸淫的事。
The first thing is recorded in chapter 4.
No, verse 4.
Verse 4 is the
adultery.
第
二件事情是讲到在第五节里面的，是讲到金钱。
And the verse 5 is the money, the love of money.
许多的人有心要爱主。
Many people, they have a desire to love the Lord.
许多人他们已经是服侍主了。
Many people, they like to serve the Lord.
但是这两件事情常常让一个人失败。
But these two things,usually make the people fail.
有的人是失败在头一件事，有的人是失败在第二件事。
Some people fail on the first thing and some fail on the second.
特别是那些有心要服侍主的人。
Especially those who love the Lord, have the heart to serve the Lord.
如果你对主没有什么心，也许仇敌也不来攻击你。
If you don't care, you don't have a heart for the Lord, maybe the enemy will not come bother you.
如果你这个人有一个心要完全的奉献给主，要像那个公牛一样。
If you really have the heart like the bull, like to offer yourself to the Lord,
仇敌不愿意这件事情发生。
The enemy doesn't like for this to be happen.
所以他就用这两件事情来攻击。
So he would like to use these two things to attack us.
这两件事情是跟那个爱完全相反的。
These two things just the opposite of love.
如果我们要找两件事情来跟这个爱来相对的话，这两件事情是离爱最远的。
If we want to find two things is against the love. These two things are is far away from love.
换一句话说，如果有一个人落在这两件事情的里面，这个人就不可能爱神。
In another word, if a person they fall into either one of these two things, he cannot love God.
所以对我们每一个神的儿女，我们要特别注意这两件事。
So to any of us, the children of God, we have to pay attention to these two things.
神说婚姻呢是要尊重的。
He said the marriage need to be honored.
那个婚姻呢是要纯洁的。
The marriage need to be pure.
第二就是这个世上的钱财。
The second is the money in this world.
钱财就代表这个世界。
The money is kind of represent this world.
那但我们怎么样来当我们有这个钱财方面需要，我们怎么办呢？
What do we do if we have a need of money?
我们要记得主的话。
We have to remember the word.
主的话说他永不丢弃我们。
The word of the Lord says he will never abandon us.
他永不撇下我们。
He will never give us up.
当我们有物质上的需要的时候，这是我们的依靠。
When we have the material needs, which we have to remember these words.
当我们碰到环境上物质的缺乏的时候，我们要记得主的另外一句话，他说主是帮助我。
When we have a lacking in our material things, we have to remember that he is our helper.
我必不惧怕。
We will not fear.
人能把我怎么样吗？
What can man do to me?
主的话要救我们脱离那个钱财的捆绑。
The Lord want to help us to escape the bondage of the money.
好，现在我们来交通第三点，当我们怎么样来实行这个爱呢？
Let us fellowship the number three. How do we apply this love?
这一章圣经告诉我们三个方面。
It tells us three points.
头一个方面，教我们怎么样来爱弟兄。
The first thing is how to love brothers.
第二方面，教我们怎么样爱那些传道给我们的人。
The second one is how do we love those who is leaders to us, who is leading us.
然后第三，我们怎么样来爱神。
The third is how do we love God.
爱弟兄这里告诉我们有四件事。
To love the brothers, there are four things.
第一件事就是接待客旅。
The first one is giving hospitality to others.
在中文翻成客旅，实际上呢，这应该翻成陌生的人。
In Chinese, it's to give hospitality to our guests, but actually it should be strangers. Give hospitality to strangers.
我们每一个人都不喜欢跟陌生人在一起。
None of us like to be with the strangers.
如果你进了一个电梯里面，碰到一个陌生人，一个人就看天花板，一个人就看地上。
Sometimes when you go into the elevator, a stranger there, one is looking at the ceiling, one is looking at the floor.
为什么不看那个人的脸呢或眼呢？
How do you look at the other person in his eye?
因为我们都不喜欢陌生人。
Because all of us don't like strangers.
怎么样能够接待这个陌生人呢？
How can we receive the strangers?
要离开你的 camp, 要离开你的营。
You have to leave your camp.
你需要从你这个人本身所习惯的那个环境离开。
You have to come out of the your own habit, come out of that.
你才能够真正的去接待一个陌生的人。
Then you can really receive or give hospitality to the strangers.
所以我们常常有机会在教会实行这件事。
In the church life, we have a lot of opportunities to practice this.
常常我们有第一次来到我们当中的弟兄姊妹或者是朋友。
Many times we have a newcomers, they come to the meeting.The first time.
我们都要从我们的营里面出来。
We all have to come out of our camp.
我们来接待这些陌生的人。
We have to come to receive these strangers.
第二件事情就是纪念那些受捆绑的。
The second one have to remember those who is in bond.
怎么样纪念呢？
How to remember them?
纪念是很抽象的事。
To remember is very abstract.
他告诉我们怎么纪念，好像我们自己也在那个捆绑里面。
To remember them as if we are those who are in bond.
这件事情怎么做到呢？
How to do this?
我明明没有受捆绑，是他受捆绑，我怎么样能够想象我也在捆绑里面呢？
I am not the one in bond, but he is. How can I imagine that I am in his place?
你要离开你的营，你才可以做到。
We have to leave the camp in order to be remembered.
如果你在那个营的里面，那个营里面是自由的，那个营里面是丰富的，你怎么能够想象那个受捆绑的光景呢？
If you are still stay in your camp is have a lot of freedom and a lot of riches. How can you remember the other people he's in bond?
No, 唯一的方法就是离开你的营。
The only way is to leave your camp.
第三个是纪念那一些受苦的。
The number three is to remember those who are to be reproached,
mistreated,
mistreated, ill-treated.
同样的，他保罗这里说，我们好像觉得我们自己的肉身也是受苦。
Paul says we also have to think as if we are mistreated, ill-treated.
我们也要离开我们这个营，我们才能够经历到才能够想象到别人的痛苦。
We also need to leave our camp so we can realize the other people's they are to be ill-treated.
最后一点是记载在十六节里面讲到我们要要行善，我们要来跟人分享。
And then the last thing in verse 16, we have to not to forget doing good and sharing with others.
这个跟人分享是件很重要的事。
To share with others is very important.
你想想看，如果你的胃不把它所得到的分享给你其他的肢体的话，那你怎么办？
If your stomach will not share all the riches it digested to the other part of the body, what's going to happen?
或者是你的肺不跟其他的肢体来分享。
Or your lung will not share whatever he received to the other member of the body, what's going to happen?
所以这个分享乃是我们这个人的身体最基本的一件事。
So the sharing is very element. It's elementary thing in our body.
同样在这个神的肢体神的教会里面，这个分享是一件很重要的事。
Also in the church, in the body of Christ, the sharing is very important.
这个分享是我们表达爱的一个方式。
The sharing is a way that we can express our love.
因为我们爱弟兄姊妹的缘故，所以我们把我们所得着的分享给弟兄姊妹。
Because we love brothers and sisters, so we share with them.
如果我们把我们所蒙的恩典扣在我们的身上的话，我们就不是一个爱弟兄姊妹的人。
If we just keep the grace we receive inside of us, then we cannot love others.
第二，讲到我们怎么样来爱传道的人。
The second thing is how do we love the leading ones?
头一件事就是效法他们的信心。
The first one is to
imitate
their faith.
我们常常效法其他的事情，却不效法他们的信心。
Many times we imitate other things, but we did not imitate their faith.
我们有时候效法他们怎么祷告。
Sometimes we imitate how they pray.
我们效法他们怎么读圣经。
We imitate how they read the word.
我们效法他们怎么走路。
We imitate how they walk.
我们效法他们怎么待人。
Or we imitate how do they take care of others.
那些倒不是很重要。
Those are not the most important thing.
我们效法他们的信心。
We need to imitate their faith.
如果我们效法他们的信心的话，就是爱他们。
If we imitate their faith, that's the way we love them.
如果我们恨他们的话，我们就不效法他们的信心。
If we hate them, we'll not imitate their faith.
第二，讲到要顺服他们的权柄。
And the second thing is we need to submit to their authority.
这些事情我们很难做到。
This thing is very hard to do.
因为现在讲究的是民主。
Now what we claim is the democracy.
民主嘛，一人一票。
Democracy, everyone has their
vote.
Right, vote.
那每一个 vote 呢，都是跟另外一个 vote 都是一样的。
My vote is same as your vote.
但是这里在神的家里面，讲究一件事是讲究顺服。
But in the house rule, one thing is important is the submission, must submission.
为什么这个顺服是重要？
Why the submissive is very important?
因为我们教会是有一个头的。
Because the body, the church is as body has head.
如果教会没有头的话，那当然就没有顺服了。
If the church doesn't have a head, then there's no submission.
但是教会乃是有一个头的。
But the church has a head.
这个头就是基督的自己。
The head is Christ himself.
所以因为有这个头的存在，所以就要有顺服。
Because there's a head, so there's a submission there.
那你就想，那这些传道人，这些他们不见得是一个完全的人呢。
You may say, or those leading ones, they may not perfect. Because
他们也会有错的时候。
They have times they make mistakes.
那我们怎么可以顺服他们呢？
How can we submit to ourselves to them?
那就是第三点，要为他们祷告。
Then there's third part, we need to pray for them.
我们如果为他们祷告，就是爱他们。
If we pray for them, that means we love them.
如果我们为他们祷告，那他们就不会离开神的旨意。
If we pray for them, they will not leave the will of God.
如果他们不离开神的旨意，我们就应当顺服他们。
If they did not leave the will of God, then we can submit ourselves to them.
这就是怎么样、我们来爱那个传道人。
This is how we love that leading one.
效法他们的信心。
To imitate their faith.
顺服属灵里面的带领。
To submit to their leading in the spirit, spiritual leading.
更重要的乃是在祷告里面纪念他们。
Most important thing to remember them in our prayer.
好，最后一点。我们怎么样来爱神
？The third thing is how do we love God？
我们能够做什么事情，来讨神喜悦
？What can we do to please God？
神什么都有。
God has everything。
那我们这一个人又是这么软弱，又是这么缺乏、贫穷，我们能够怎么爱神
？We are such a weak and poor person. How can we please Him？
这里讲到有一件事情我们可以做。
There's one thing we can do.
就是靠着耶稣。常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名的人嘴唇的果子。
Okay, that's by the Lord Jesus, we can offer the lips of our praise to Him.
在圣经里面，我们都知道，大卫被称为讨神喜悦的人，合神心意的人。
We know in the Old Testament, David is a person who pleased God, who is a man after God's heart.
虽然大卫的身上有很多很多的缺点
，Even though he has a lot of weaknesses，
但是有一点叫神喜悦
，But there's one thing really pleased God，
就是大卫是一个赞美神的人
，He is the one always praise him。
圣经上也告诉我们有一些献祭神不喜悦
，In the Old Testament we see there's some sacrifice God does not like。
在新约里面甚至有一些祷告神不喜悦
，Even in the New Testament there are some prayers。Doesn't please God.
有一些法利赛人在那祷告，神根本不喜悦。
There's some Pharisees they praise, God doesn't like those kind of prayer.
但是在圣经里面找不到一个神不喜欢的赞美。
But there's not a praise we can find in the Bible doesn't please God.
你看，神在西乃山告诉摩西那个圣殿的事。
In the Mount Sinai, God shows Moses the building of the tabernacle.
告诉他人应该怎么样来侍奉神。
How man should serve him.
但是到了大卫的时代呢，大卫呢给他加了一点东西。
By the age of David, David added something.
你会想，那大卫就完蛋了，怎么可以随便在神的侍奉的事情上加东西呢
？Say, well, how can David add anything to the thing of serving God?
但是神并没有不喜悦。
But God didn't unpleased.
因为大卫所增加的乃是唱诗赞美神的人。
But David added is to sing and praise to him.
所以实在赞美是我们所能做的一件事。
So this praising is what we can do.
有的时候我们软弱到一个程度，我们不能祷告。
Sometimes we are very weak to a certain extent, we cannot pray.
有的时候我们碰到一个情形，祷告祈求都没有用。
Sometimes at a certain situation, seems that's useless for us to pray or a plea to the Lord.
这个时候。就需要赞美。
And this time we just need to praise Him.
赞美就能够让我们马上回到那个得胜的地位。
When we praise Him, we come back to the position of the victory.
所以这也是我们在地上所能爱神的一个方法。
And this is the way how we can love Him on this earth.
所以我们每个主日有一个时间，我们在一起，我们一起来把我们赞美归给神。
So every Lord's Day we have a meeting, have a time that we can worship Him, we give.Our praise to Him.
这是最宝贵的一个时间。
This is most precious time.
因为这是唯一一个机会，我们可以爱神，把我们爱神表现出来。
This is the best opportunity that we can show Him we love Him.
所以在这张圣经里面，主让我们看见，在这个又新又活的道路上，我们怎么样来做一个爱主的人。
In this chapter, the Lord should show us How can we, on this new and living way, how can we love Him?
我们需要爱看得见的弟兄。
We need to love the brothers we can see.
我们也要借着赞美，把我们的爱说在神的面前。
And we present our love to the Lord through our praise.
让我们有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你，因为你就是爱的源头。
Lord, we thank you. You are the source of love.
你为我们的缘故 你就离开了父的怀中
Because of us, you left the bosom of the Father.
在我们今天可以享受你的爱
So today we can enjoy your love.
让我们今天从这个圣经里面看见你是怎么样爱我们
Through the word today we see how much you love us.
也从这个你在话语里面让我们看见我们当怎么样来爱神。
Also show us in the word how should we love you.
让我们这些人能够爱那看得见的弟兄。
May we can love the brothers we can see.
我们也能够借着赞美把我们的爱说在你的面前。
Also we can offer our love to you through our praises.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in your name.
Amen.